Tom Brady has now thrown one touchdown in the last three games, and Chris Broussard, it's official. Father Time has won. One touchdown. He doesn't have any interceptions, but you know why Tom Brady doesn't have any interceptions?
I know why, because he's accurate.
His ball is so bad you can't even intercept it.
You're listening to The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Think about that.
Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. The Ben Maller Show.
Yay! So there's a high level of drama queen activity with these Golden State Warriors. Now, the thing about this, when you step back, think of the volcano that is the Warriors. There's that volcano there, but it's a volcano of egos. I'm not embellishing this. No, I'm not doing a eulogy for the Golden State Warriors. I'm not there yet. But this is an explosive situation.
The Ben Maller Show. Weeknights at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. This is Fox Sports Radio. So how do you like your sports? Do you like your sports like this?
Touchdown!
Yes! Or do you like them like this?
For three, it is good!
Does this turn you on?
No throwing of sex toys?
No.
Whatever does it for you.
Get up on it.
We'll talk about it right here.
Yeah, that's the way I like it.
Unless it's godly.
Hey-o. And
he takes his time getting to the point.
The
Fox Sports Radio.
I like that.
Hut, hut. Tonight on Fox, the Green Bay Packers take on the Seattle Seahawks.
Everybody bring it up, bring it up, bring it up, bring it up.
Go, 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 go.
Packers Seahawks. Tonight at 7:30 Eastern on Fox. Now it's a game.
Life. I wonder. Will it take me under?
The street without cops harassing. Imagine going to court with no trial. Lifestyle cruising blue Bahama waters. No welfare supporters. More conscious of the way we raise our daughters. Days are shorter, nights are colder. Feeling like life is over. These snakes strike like a cobra. The world's hot, my son got knocked. Evidently, it's elementary. They want us all gone eventually. Trooping out of state.
Welcome back to the Geico Outkick Studios. Outkick Coverage Radio Program Thursday Edition. Clay Travis in Los Angeles. I'm Jason Martin here in Nashville. We're brought to you by Lowe's Black Friday Deals. They're already on at Lowe's. Right now you can get up to 40% off appliance special values along with free local delivery. All projects have a starting point. Why don't you start with Lowe's? Offers valid through November 29th while supplies last. See store for details. U.S. only. So we teased monkeys, so we got to deliver monkeys. Let's do some Animal Thunderdome.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I'm just glad I was there.
Boys and girls.
I thought he thought I was like this ginormous piece of chicken.
Dying time's here.
I had a bone constrictor stuck to my face.
Ma'am, you have a what?
This is Animal Thunderdome.
All right, Danny, we teased monkeys. Yep. And there are a couple of monkey stories out there. One is awfully dark. I don't know if we're going to go there, but there's another monkey story as well.
Yeah. Lots and lots of listeners have tweeted us this story about a monkey killing a newborn baby. I am not going to cover that story, so you can Google that if you're interested.
It's on brand for you, Danny.
No, I learned my lesson. What was it, a couple of years back, I read a story where there was a couple of children who had died, and you guys branded me like the dark news deliverer of Animal Thunderdome, and
it's all right to be Voldemort, Danny. It's all right to be he who must not
be named
on the show.
No, I've never read a story like that again. So let me go to the other story. This is right in our wheelhouse. A growing wild monkey population in Central Florida has experts on edge because these primates are carrying a dangerous herpes B virus that can cause severe brain damage and even death in humans. The rhesus macacus monkeys are being found in Silver Spring State Park, which is in Central Florida. And they're worried that these monkeys are going to double by number by 2022. Right now, the population is about 300. You might be wondering how these monkeys got to Florida because they're native to South and Southeast Asia. Well, they made their home in Florida in the late 1930s when six rhesus macacus were allegedly released by a boat operator who was hoping to use the monkeys to start an exotic attraction. This according to the University of Florida's Institute of Food and Agricultural Sciences.
So is the boat operator rolling with herpes?
I don't know. I mean,
that's my question.
I'm guessing he's dead if this happened in the late 1930s.
Like, the last thing Florida needed was more herpes as a state. I mean, Gainesville has been the syphilis capital of the world for, I don't know, a couple of centuries. They wear jorts and they have STDs down there. I don't know that we needed to add herpes monkeys, but maybe we can let them loose in the swamp and see if Dan Mullen could do something with them. Stuff's out of hand.
These monkeys have been here for 80 years, and they didn't choose to come here. So I don't think it's fair for us
How
to get...
How did they get here, Danny? That's the question. Well, you know why?
This is
you know
Debbie,
what they did?
This is Debbie
they
Walters.
They took a vegetative raft.
Oh, no. I knew you were going to say that. This Debbie Walters woman from Captain Tom's Custom Charters told National Geographic that she doesn't think it's fair to get rid of them because they didn't choose to come to Florida.
Captain Tom or Captain Stabbing? Anyway, I've got another story. Police in Paris seized a lion cub spotted posing for selfies inside a green Lamborghini with a man. The 33-year-old man spotted taking selfies with a two-month-old lion cub along the Champs-Élysées. I just butchered that. Élysées. The driver, an employee of a company that rents out luxury cars, arrested on allegations of keeping the illegal exotic animal. The lion cub, this is why I wanted to read this story, is named Putin. Was taken in by the 30 Million Friends Animal Charity. The Lamborghini was returned to the rental company. This is the second lion cub that's been seized from Paris. One in a Lamborghini, one from an apartment over the last 3 to 4 weeks. My question is this. If you've got money for a Lamborghini, I'm not putting something with claws inside my Lamborghini with that upholstery. I've never even looked inside of a Lamborghini, but I have a feeling I would not want a live animal in there. Would you put a lion cub inside of a Lamborghini?
Definitely. Because if you have a Lamborghini, that means you
I guess
have,
you have money to burn.
Well,
right?
Yeah, you have exotic taste, which means you're also going to want exotic animals.
Guess what you can't do in France and maybe anywhere else? You can't have an exotic animal inside of a luxury car. So, arrest for the 33-year-old guy trying to take selfies. Instagram's going to bring us all down, folks. We should just decry social media for the remainder of the show after watching this. We'll get back into Seahawks and Packers in Hour 3. We'll also talk to Alex Marvez. Hopefully he's not in Florida, or I need to warn him about these monkeys. We'll be right back.
Outkick the coverage with Clay Travis.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
The U.S. is projected to add 10 million jobs over the next 5 years. But in California, 1 in 6 high schoolers don't even graduate with their class. Will today's students be ready for the jobs of tomorrow? Text FUTURE to 225568 to learn more about high school and the future of work. The future of our country is in high school, and politicians are deciding the future right now. This is your chance to use your vote to make a positive impact for generations of Californians to come. Text FUTURE to 225568 to find out how your vote today can make California stronger tomorrow. Message and data rates may apply.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Hello, this is Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, if you must move from your home, be sure to at least inventory your important personal property. Video with narration works fine. Number two, don't be lured into a confrontation or an argument. Walk away. Don't hand your wife an opportunity for an order of protection. And number three, always take time to prepare for hearings and depositions. Insist on a prep meeting, whether your lawyer thinks you need it or not. And finally, make sure that you've secured your private records, your email accounts, etc. If in doubt, set new passwords. For more info, check out DazDivorce.com. It's a great resource, and it's free.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 650-389-1111. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.
A powerful threat calls for a greater response.
Not tomorrow.
Not in a few years.
But right now.
Some battles must be faced together. Cancer fighters stand up to cancer every day. And you can be part of this battle too.
Visit standuptocancer.org to learn more.
Together, we can save lives.
This is an advertisement by the Dampier Law Firm of 55 North Section Street, Fairhope, Alabama. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Attention all Uber drivers. If you're a current or former Uber driver, listen closely as you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. That's right, if you drove for Uber any time within the last 3 years, you may be entitled to significant cash for unpaid wages. Call 800-782-7058 right now. Uber may be in violation of federal and state employment laws. The FTC accused Uber of misleading drivers about how much they could earn, and Uber settled for $20 million last year. If you drove for Uber part-time or full-time during the last 3 years, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-782-7058. If you drove for Uber, call now to see if you qualify. Time is limited. Call 800-782-7058 now. That's 800-782-7058. 800-782-7058.
KGMC-FM and HD1, KGMC San Francisco, a radio.com station, 95.7 The Game.
Good morning!
Diarrhea!
It's time to wake up. It's 5, and we're live.
Oh, is this thing on? I don't care. I want him to hear.
This is the pregame show, your early morning shot of sports. Now, here's your host, Matt Kolsky.
Come on!
Hello, and a happy pre-dawn. Oh, I feel good. I just said that. It didn't feel like I had to cough at all. Hi, I'm Matt Kolsky. I'm back. All right, then my voice broke. It sounded like I'm still sick. I'm doing good. I feel great. Well, I feel a lot better. Steven did a fantastic job filling in the last couple days. To those of you on the text line, go ahead, test me. Say something about Steven. That's my guy. Don't you... I will... I don't know what I'll do, but you're in trouble. You keep Steven's name out of your mouth. But I listened to both hours of Nice Guy Steven in the morning, and quite frankly, I loved it. My favorite part?
Hate it or love it, I am not Matt Kolsky. I am his producer. I am Steven Langford, or as apparently one guy on the text line knows me as, is Nice Guy Steven, or A.K.A. Funky Bunch.
Yeah, he's the Funky Bunch.
I got Cody behind the glass here playing music. You know why they call me Funky Bunch, Cody?
Why?
Why?
Because I play some funky music, baby.
Oh, yeah.
All right, that was bad.
He plays funky music. It's true. So other than listening to Steven, what have I been doing? Well, sleeping, sweating, coughing, producing mucus at a really disturbing level. I still have a pile of tissue here just in case. So I'm going to need phone calls in case I have to turn off the mic to cough or blow my nose. 888-957-9570. We are talking beef today. It's a beefy, beefy day. And look, who doesn't like a little beef? It's what's for dinner. I've also been learning about Chinese hip-hop. That sounds like a joke. It's not. Did you know about this, Steven? Chinese hip-hop taking over the world? There are like two or three Chinese hip-hop albums that have debuted at number one on the charts. I see the look on your face. I was equally shocked.
What are the names of the artists?
They're all from this label called 88 Rising. One of them is called Rich Brian.
And Joji, right?
Yeah, Joji's on there. And then the group I was really kind of digging was called, where is it? I lost it. There's a group, too, that I was listening to. I can't believe I already forgot the name. It shows how well I was retaining information during my sickness.
Rich Brian, very popular on social media. He made his way from Indonesia, I believe. And then he made music and became popular.
But not just popular. These guys are just exploding the charts. And it's interesting, man. It is. It's interesting. I don't know if it's good, but it's interesting. What about tie my shoe? I don't know that I got to tie my shoe, 916 texter. But I'll say some of it... Yes, I get the joke. Some of it was surprisingly good. I don't understand what they're saying for the most part. A lot of it seems to be in sort of a mix between English and Chinese. But there's, I don't know. I got more to research. I'll get back to you on Chinese hip hop, but it's out there. It is way out there. All right. So obviously, in my recovery from being a snot factory, I've been watching this Draymond and KD drama unfold, and I'm not sure, for my own purposes and things I like to talk about, I really couldn't have missed worse days. The good news is nothing new today, so we can still cover this issue. Sorry, that's me crumpling a badly printed page of my notes. Now, this sort of text about Nice Guy Steven, I will get. 510 texter, get Nice Guy Steven back on, you suck. Fair enough. Fair enough.
That's my mom.
Your mom is a little edgy, huh? By the way, if you're wondering, Steven's mom, never forget.
I sort of am a baller.
It's important. He is. Don't front. He is a baller. Never forget. So we're here for the Dre versus K. I wish his name was Durant Kevin, because there would be a nice rhyme to Dre versus DK. DK v. Dre. I don't know. But either way, this is a fascinating thing. And I think maybe the biggest firstest thing for me is, it's sort of two parts. The first part is, if we're just starting with, all right, well, who's right, who's wrong here? What's the right side of this thing? I'm not sure there is one. I don't think anybody is outright wrong, at least from a big picture perspective. I understand Kevin Durant's point, which seemed to be about the one game, the one play, really. And we'll get into that play in more detail in a little bit. But I don't think Draymond's exactly wrong either. Again, big picture. Behaviorally, mistakes have been made. I don't think Durant handled it great. I don't think... Obviously, I don't think Draymond handled it great. But that being said, Draymond not handling things great is a pretty well-established pattern, is it not? So, although mistakes were made here, and we're in this dramatic situation, I'm just going to call it dramatic. Not disastrous, not team breaking, none of that. Just dramatic, a dramatic situation. We have entered the drama zone here. And it comes down to mistakes. Guys made mistakes. I think Durant made a mistake going at Draymond the way he did for that play. I think Draymond obviously made mistakes in the way he handled his reaction to that. Although, again, not unpredictable, just unpleasant. And then I think ultimately, the first thing is, I'm not sure there's a right or a wrong side. The second thing is, whatever side you want to take, and again, we'll get into that. I want to hear from the people on what side they would take. And if you want to call, 888-957-9570 is the number for the text line, 95795. And by the way, 916 texter, great suggestion, KD versus Dre G. Boom. You're my new branding consultant. Branding the dramatic behind the scenes battles. KD and Dre G. But there's two core questions in this issue for me, right? And I think the first one is is there a real issue here? Is this a real issue? Because when Draymond lost it on Steve Kerr a couple years ago, I think it was a little split the day after in terms of is there a real issue here, but by a week later, I think we all agreed there was not a real issue there, right? We just agreed, okay, sometimes Draymond's going to lose it. He and Steve Kerr are both strong personalities, and they have the sort of relationship where they can lose it and scream at each other one night, and a couple days later, you know, high five, shake hands, it's all over. And that to me, fundamentally, is who Draymond Green is. And I get that because that's kind of who I am as well. I heard Damon talk about this yesterday. And I think Damon and Draymond and myself have some things in common. I think that it's pretty well established if you have listened to me over time that Draymond is my favorite player in the entire NBA. Although, you know, Zach LaVine giving him a run for his money. But let's put the Bulls aside. Bulls aside, Draymond Green is my favorite player in the entire NBA. I had him as a first round pick all along. I thought he should have been top 15 in that draft. I didn't know he was going to reach potential Hall of Fame level, but I expected him to be an all-star. I expected him to be a do-everything, Swiss Army knife type of super valuable player. So I've been on Draymond from the beginning. I love the guy. But, you know, who is he? Is he just the guy who's going to sometimes lose it and you got to deal with it? Okay. The question then becomes, does that create an issue with Kevin Durant? So if there's two core questions for me on this issue, the first one is there a real issue? And I think it would be easy to say no, because, again, we can compare it to other incidents of Draymond sniping at KD, of Draymond fighting with Steve Kerr, whatever. However, I think the Warriors showed you that even if it's not a dire issue, there is something more at work here because they made this a thing. In those past incidents, the Warriors signaled to us nothing to see here because there was no consequence. There was nothing. There was no after effect other than we had a talk and it's taken care of. So I do think there's more here than past incidents to some degree. I'm not sure, though, that this incident is evidence of anything or a cause for anything. Again, if we're looking big picture, because the circumstances really haven't changed. if you think it took an explosive incident in a tough loss to the Clippers for KD to find out who Draymond is and how Draymond's going to behave, you're crazy. KD knows who Draymond is. If Draymond being Draymond is going to push KD out of town, Monday's incident didn't change that. And by the same token, if he's prepared to play alongside Draymond for the long term, there's no way his mind was changed on Monday. I don't believe it's evidence of a major rift, and I don't believe it's inspiration for any further rift. It's a reflection of a relationship that exists. They've been teammates for 2+ years. The relationship already exists, and I don't believe it changed dramatically on Monday. That being said, as we clearly see from the way the Warriors handled it, there is something here. And that brings me to the second core question with if there is an issue, which I think we have to assume there is something, what's the solution? Or is there a solution? And that's what I want to get into with you. Specifically, do the Warriors need a solution here? And ultimately, if you're forced to choose, claim your set. Are you Draymond or are you KD? I mean, I'll tell you where I stand.
Claytheism, the movement that has taken the NBA by storm.
I always stand with Clay. But also, I'll tell you where I stand on KD versus Draymond. I want to hear where you stand. If it comes down to a divorce, who you rolling with? 888-957-9570 is the phone number. The Chilton Autobody text line, 95795. Thrilled to be back. Excited to talk with you. And don't worry. Nice guy Steven's still here, too.
You know why they call me Funky Bunch, Cody?
Why?
Because I play some funky music, baby. All right, that was bad.
Tensions are running high in the Warriors locker room. Tonight, Draymond returns to the court as KD and the Warriors face James Harden and the Rockets.
Off the screen, Durant for three. He's got it left side. Draymond Green with that high screen.
Coverage starts at 3:30. Tip off at 5. The only place to hear Warriors basketball. 95.7. The game.
Basketball season is back.
Golden State!
But that's Golden State Lumber they're cheering. Our Bay Area Lumber Yards feature state-of-the-art window and door showrooms, leading the stat sheet in all categories, from assists with convenient job site delivery to scoring points with unparalleled customer service. Golden State Lumber continues to lead the league in reliability. For professional contractors, it's a slam dunk.
Showrooms in Concord, Brisbane, Newark, San Rafael, Stockton, San Francisco, and Santa Rosa, or at goldenstatelumber.com.
Hello, friends. Jim Weider, a trusted voice from Bay Area radio and TV, now with Hayward Hardware and breaking news. In fact, the biggest news in our 75-year history. Hayward Hardware is now a Kelly Moore authorized dealer. Legendary customer service and the best paint on the planet. Computerized color matching to get that job done for the holidays. And to help pay the gas and tolls, we're also offering 20% off. 20% off all Kelly Moore paint products through the holidays. And what the heck, let's just make it 20% off everything. 20% off everything at Hayward Hardware. All the names you know, plus keys and window screen repair at 20% off. Hayward Hardware is easy to find. We're next to Hayward City Hall, in the heart of the East Bay on historic B Street. Open every day, 20% off at Hayward Hardware. And from our family to yours, have a magical holiday season. Hayward Hardware, haywardhardware.com.
This holiday season, load up on the tech you want with the prices you've been waiting for at Nissan's year-end event. Hurry in for big holiday savings on our entire lineup, featuring our most popular models, like Altima, J.D. Power's highest-ranked midsize car in initial quality, plus Rogue and the powerful Titan, backed by America's best limited truck warranty. Shop your local Nissan store and choose Nissan.com today.
For a limited time, get a low $199 per month lease on the 2018 Nissan Rogue.
But hurry, this event ends soon. Now the most exciting tech you own is in your driveway.
for well-qualified buyers. $44.99 initial payment for 36 months on 2018 Rogue. Excludes tax, title, and license. Call 1-888-858-8319 for limited warranty information and offer details. For J.D. Power 2018 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Ends 12/3/18.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards Program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. It's just one more way to get more done. Right now, save on 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic or Synthetic High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP Extended Bifoil Filter for $27.99. Upgrade to a Mobil 1 filter for $3 more. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Shop Lowe's for early Black Friday deals and save $30 on a 4-tool 20-volt Craftsman Combo Kit. The kit features a drill, impact driver, reciprocating saw, task light, 2 batteries, and more, all for just $169. These tools use an interchangeable battery system that works with all tools in the 20-volt lineup, so you get the runtime you need and the power you deserve. Get yours today and save at Lowe's, the new home of Craftsman. Offer valid 11/14 through 11/21. While supplies last, see store for details. U.S. only.
Joe Fortenbaugh here at Putnam Chevrolet in Burlingame, where Joe Putnam has a 2018 Silverado 4-wheel drive, 1500 LT crew cab e-assist, $5,250 off plus $9,750 in rebates when you finance through GM Financial. That's $15,000 off. The Chevy Silverado is the perfect truck with the all-new easy liftgate and rear-view camera. That's 15,000 reasons to find new roads straight to Putnam Chevrolet in Burlingame or go to PutnamChevy.com.
Ends 11/30/18 on approved credit. VIN 228301.
The holidays are so full of cheer, there's barely time to make dinner. So order the Chili's 3-for-$10 deal to go.
Take Chili's to go, baby, go, baby, go.
You'll sing when you get an entree, starter, and Coke for just $10.
3-for-$10, baby, bucks, baby, bucks.
Order Chili's for the whole family.
Mom, dad, and kids, baby, kids, baby, kids.
And relax with Chili's at home.
While you sit on your butt, baby butt.
Hey, not in front of the kids.
3-for-$10, baby, bucks, baby, bucks.
Mm-hmm.
And take your Chili's to go, baby, go, baby, go.
Available at participating restaurants only.
I got the goal. All I make is one phone call. All y'all.
Now, back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game. Here's Matt Kolsky.
Yes. The great notorious B.I.G. What is beef? Athlete beef. I had an idea earlier this year to do a whole athlete beef segment. Sadly, that was not yet prepared for this moment when we have beef. KD versus Dre G. Shouts to the 916 for my branding there. This is the pregame show, by the way. I am Matt Kolsky. Happy to be back. And many thanks to nice guy Steven for filling in while I was gone.
I sort of am a baller.
The pregame show is presented by Golden State Lumber. Join Golden State Lumber for Golden Mornings at the Building Bar for a coffee meet and greet with product experts. Visit goldenstatelumber.com for dates and more information. Next date coming up after Thanksgiving, November 27th at the Building Bar, 7 a.m., 1080 Burnett Avenue, Concord, California, and Capital, the brand from which experts will be there. So I'm curious. I'm asking you folks, and I have my take, but I'm asking you folks, if it came down to it, and I'm not sure it will, I certainly don't think it will this year. This is a problem that really is not going to be, it's not going to come to a head until the offseason. I just believe everyone is too adult. Matter of fact, listen to what Klay Thompson had to say about it.
They're grown. They'll be fine. I love both those guys, and at the end of the day, we're on the same team with the same goal, and that's the three-peat, and I don't think either of them will lose sight of that, whether it's personal agenda or whatever. I think we'll get far past it, and we'll get to that goal eventually, hopefully.
As usual, Klay's right on this thing.
Klaytheism, the movement that has taken the NBA by storm.
There's a reason. There is a reason. There's a religion founded on that man. That's all I'm saying. But he's right. These guys are grown men with a goal in mind. And as much as KD might have future concerns about free agency and Draymond might have feelings about those future concerns, none of that stuff should or I think will rise to the level that it distracts them from the ultimate goal. But we might reach that point in the offseason where you have to decide between the two. Where to bring back Kevin Durant means to move on from Draymond Green. Or vice versa. And I'm wondering, claim your set. Who do you want? Who are you riding with? 888-957-9570 is the phone number. Text line 95795, the Chilton Auto Body text line, already seeing split results from a 510. Draymond gotta go. Needs to make a public apology to KD and the Warrior organization. Okay. 650. Whoops. 209, I mean. Team Dre all the way. KD is a cupcake. Oh, bringing that one back. I like it. 510. Team Draymond. Trade KD, it'll bring more balance to the league. I don't understand how someone can be a multimillionaire, 7 foot tall, so damn insecure and sensitive. That's from Chris in Oakland. I don't know if he's insecure. He's definitely sensitive. But I think people should realize that height, bank account, talent, not necessarily related to sensitivity. And I say that as a dramatically oversensitive individual myself. So I get it. Another 510 taking a very different perspective. Please let this go. Sorry, this is kind of a big deal. And again, the Warriors made it a deal. So I don't think we should ignore it. I don't think it's going to destroy anything. I don't think it's proof of anything. I don't think it's the beginning or end of anything. But it's clearly a thing. Or the Warriors wouldn't have made it a thing with the suspension. Because they could have just said, we're over it. They could have just done that like every other time there's been this sort of drama. Let's hear from the people, though, on the phones. 888-957-9570 if you want to jump in. Up first, Bud in Oakland. What do you think, Bud?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning, man?
Good.
Hey, listen, you know, true people from Oakland and the Bay Area, we ain't choosing sides. We love to see our team stay together, man. These two, like Clay said, they grown men. They going to hash it out. You know, I feel like the people who want to see these people walk away after one incident are the people who just don't want to see the Warriors together anymore. But, you know, everybody knows that any team and any sports is like relationships, and sometimes one party in the relationship needs to be reassured. So all Draymond is he just wants some reassurance from KD. Are you staying or are you just using this stage right now to prance around the NBA for your limelight? You know, you are a two-time MVP, a finals MVP, and you're a back-to-back champion. And, you know, of course Draymond said some excessive stuff, but we already know Draymond is an excessive dude, especially when he's angry.
I think that is the perfect description of Draymond. He's an excessive dude. That's who he is.
Yeah. He's excessive, man. That's what it is. So, you know, I think that, you know, of course everybody's gonna have their speculations on things, but it'll die down, they'll win it again, and I do believe that they will continue to stay together and go into that new Chase Center, although I don't want to see them go because I am from Oakland.
Yeah, I hear that, Bud. Listen, Bud is taking the approach KD took every other time something like this happened. It's this.
Stuff happens, man.
Yeah, and he said it again last night, except instead of stuff, he said something we would have to bleep out if we put it on the air. Or not last night, the night before, Tuesday night. So that's certainly one way to look at it. Don't worry about it.
Stuff happens, man. It's all good.
That's possible. It's possible that a week from now, everyone's going to be laughing and having fun. I am still curious, though. If it comes down to it, I'm not saying it will. I think Bud might very well be right. Like I said, even if this is kind of an issue, I don't think it's proof of a bigger problem, and I don't think it's inspiration for KD to leave or anything. I don't think it has that level of effect. But it's something, or the Warriors wouldn't have suspended Draymond. Let's hear from Cameron in Antioch. What's up, Cameron?
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking the call. Hey, I just wanted to weigh in on the KD and Draymond issue, and I think KD's kind of soft, man. He needs to get over it, man. I think Draymond was a little excessive saying the B word and all that stuff. But, you know, Draymond plays with the edge. That's what you get with Draymond. I mean, he's a staple in the Warriors team. You can't not expect that from Draymond. I mean, like I said, I don't think he should have went. I mean, there's a time and a place for everything. He shouldn't have brought up the whole free agent issue. But, yeah, that's what you get with Draymond, man. I'm taking Draymond's side on this one. I don't know how you guys feel, but I just think KD can't take constructive criticism sometimes. And he is a little soft, man. He cares too much what people think, man. He's got to get over it. He's a two-time champion. You know?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's how I feel about the situation.
Thanks, Cameron. I appreciate that. That's two for Draymond. And I'm going to be totally honest with you. I'm Team Draymond, too. I can't help it. I'll always be Team Draymond.
Noted. Great. We'll see y'all soon.
We'll see you tonight, Dre. For me, I'll always take the barking dog over the shrinking violet. Now, I'm not necessarily saying Kevin Durant is a shrinking violet. I'm not saying that. And I'm also prepared to admit that choosing Draymond over Kevin Durant is probably not, strictly speaking, the best basketball decision. Because ultimately, Kevin Durant can do. Almost everything that Draymond Green does. Almost everything. He doesn't necessarily do all of it on a regular basis because he's got other responsibilities. But if we're just talking about skill level, this is not a very reasonable comparison. It's just not. Kevin Durant is one of the top 7 to 10 players of all time, probably, by the time it's said and done. And Draymond's not. I mean, I love the guy to death. He's not that guy. He's just not capable of doing some of the stuff Kevin Durant can do. And again, I'm not saying Kevin Durant is necessarily a shrinking violet, but if it comes down to it, I'm taking the barking dog 10 times out of 10. Especially when I feel like that dog gives me a really great chance to win every night. And whether Durant is, I mean, you know, look, it's all over the text line right now. He's a cupcake. He's soft. He's acting like a baby back B word. That's a good one from a 925. All that stuff's here. And even though I don't think that's necessarily fair to KD, I'm taking the barking dog every time. I'm a Draymond guy. I am. 209, if KD leaves in free agency, we'll just sign Boogie again. Can't do that unless Boogie wants to take a huge pay cut. The most the Warriors can pay him is like $6 million. And, you know, I think he can make a lot more. But it is split on the text line. 510, I said it a few weeks ago, Draymond Green is cocky and arrogant, and it's starting to show. 512, put your big boy pants on and play basketball. 415, what's wrong with these colors? What does KD have to get over? They got in an argument and the team suspended Dre. KD didn't ask for it. Well, I think we can assume the Warriors suspended Draymond because they thought it would ameliorate the issue. 925 says, no, the media is digging in more and more because everyone's thirsty for info. DG is just passionate and called KD a B. The team had to flex on him a little to show him he can't be acting up. I think that's probably right. I think it's probably as simple as that. But again, like, I don't know why you would say, oh, it's the media's fault. The Warriors suspended him. That's why we're talking about it. I was prepared on Monday to say, it's nothing. But they suspended him. So we got to address it because the Warriors addressed it. with a pretty significant move. A suspension without pay for one of your own players is pretty significant. All right, still more phone calls I will get to. I want you to know, I want you to tell me, rather, who are you claiming? If it comes down to it, I'm not saying it will, but if it did, you a KD or you a Draymond? 888-957-9570. Chilton Auto Body text line 95795. I'm Matt Kolsky. This is the pregame show.
The game of the year is on Monday night, and you can hear it only on 95.7 The Game. Hey! The 9-1 Chiefs.
Patrick Mahomes to the pylon. Touchdown!
Against the 9-1 Rams.
Todd Gurley dives. Touchdown!
It's Monday Night Football.
Let's go!
Kickoff at 5 p.m. only on 95.7 The Game.
Basketball season is back.
Golden State!
But that's Golden State Lumber they're cheering. Our Bay Area lumber yards feature state-of-the-art window and door showrooms, leading the stat sheet in all categories, from assists with convenient job site delivery to scoring points with unparalleled customer service. Golden State Lumber continues to lead the league in reliability. For professional contractors, it's a slam dunk.
Showrooms in Concord, Brisbane, Newark, San Rafael, Stockton, San Francisco, and Santa Rosa, or at goldenstatelumber.com.
Hello, friends. Jim Weider, a trusted voice from Bay Area radio and TV, now with Hayward Hardware and breaking news. In fact, the biggest news in our 75-year history. Hayward Hardware is now a Kelly Moore authorized dealer. Legendary customer service and the best paint on the planet. Computerized color matching to get that job done for the holidays. And to help pay the gas and tolls, we're also offering 20% off. 20% off all Kelly Moore paint products through the holidays. And what the heck, let's just make it 20% off everything. 20% off everything at Hayward Hardware. All the names you know, plus keys and window screen repair at 20% off. Hayward Hardware is easy to find. We're next to Hayward City Hall, in the heart of the East Bay on historic B Street. Open every day, 20% off at Hayward Hardware. And from our family to yours, have a magical holiday season. Hayward Hardware, haywardhardware.com.
Napa Know-How.
The only thing worse than rain and slush on the road is rain and slush on your windshield. Luckily, when you buy a pair of Rain-X wiper blades, you'll get up to $10 off, plus a free bottle of Rain-X 2-in-1 glass cleaner. So clean off the crud with up to $10 off a pair of Rain-X wiper blades and free glass cleaner. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer ends 12/31/18.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie.
Alexa, play Meant to Be.
Okay.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
This holiday season, load up on the tech you want with the prices you've been waiting for at Nissan's year-end event. Hurry in for big holiday savings on our entire lineup featuring our most popular models like Altima, J.D. Power's highest-ranked midsize car in initial quality, plus Rogue and the powerful Titan, backed by America's best limited truck warranty. Shop your local Nissan store and choose Nissan.com today.
For a limited time, get a low $199 per month lease on the 2018 Nissan Rogue.
But hurry, this event ends soon. Now the most exciting tech you own is in your driveway.
For well-qualified buyers, $44.99 initial payment for 36 months on 2018 Rogue. Excludes tax, title, and license. Call 1-888-858-8319 for limited warranty information and offer details. For J.D. Power 2018 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Ends 12/3/18.
Whether it's a major collision or just a scratch or a door ding, Chilton Auto Body's 11 convenient Bay Area locations are just a call or click away. Stop in or schedule an appointment today at ChiltonAutoBody.com. That's ChiltonAutoBody.com.
Come join the Embarcadero Center's building lighting ceremony and carnival on Friday, November 16th. Carnival begins at 4 p.m. and at 6 p.m. enjoy a performance by Disney on Ice, lighting of the four Embarcadero Center towers, and a grand fireworks display. For more info, visit EmbarcaderoCenter.com.
I prove you lost already. Brace yourself for the main event. Y'all impatiently waiting. It's like an AIDS test.
Now, back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game. Here's Matt Kolsky.
South floor style greeting. I embrace y'all with napalm. Blows up. No guts left.
Face gone. How can I be garbage? Draymond and KD. And to those of you complaining that this is still an issue, I'm sorry, but you should see the rest of the texts and calls. People are fired up because there is something here. Is it something that's going to wreck anything? I don't think so. But it's something. Speaking of something, this is the pregame show presented by Golden State Lumber. Join Golden State Lumber for Golden Mornings at the Building Bar for a coffee meet and greet with product experts. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com for dates and more information. We already had someone on the text line tell me to go back to my lumber project. Fair enough. I hope to get more done on that. I did not accomplish anything while homesick. Here's a text from a 707. What is Draymond on a high horse for? He lost the finals single-handedly, and we only won the finals because Kyrie was hurt in the first one. Durant's by far the best player on the team, the reason the team has won the last two championships, and if he leaves, the Warriors won't win again. I disagree with almost all of that. First of all, Draymond did not lose the finals single-handedly. They lost two more games. Two more games, and in Game 7, he was the best player on the floor for the Warriors. Second part, Durant is by far the best player on the team. Not true. Steph Curry, very close, if not better. And the third part, if Durant leaves, the Warriors won't win again. I don't necessarily agree with that either. I don't know where you're getting that from, because we don't even know who will be on what team around the league next year if KD leaves. We don't know what the Warriors will do to replace him. No, we don't know any of that. That's a silly thing to say. 408, Nas, Ether, one of the best. True story. I want to hear from you. Claim a set. Analyze the fight. You tell me. Sal and San Bruno. I like the alliteration. What are you thinking?
Hey, bud. Morning. Thanks for taking my call. Got a couple of points I'm going to try to tie together neatly for you.
All right.
So these championship runs, they have a way of abruptly ending. We got Lakers, Seattle Seahawks, Bulls in the 90s, Bulls in the 90s again. So when it comes, sometimes people really don't expect it. Listen, if I was in a fight, Draymond is the guy that I want in the foxhole with me, but this is a job for these guys, and nobody wants to go to work and just even once in a while have a hostile work environment. And I think Draymond once in a while creates that for everybody, for Kerr, for other teammates. And so at some point, you just kind of get tired of it. I think KD is gone at the end of this year regardless. I just think he's got his eyes set on some other ideas. The dude is gone. Here's what I think. You can't sign Boogie Cousins because of KD money. I understand that. But
it's not KD's money. It's the fact that because of what Boogie signed for this year, the Warriors don't have his bird rights. They're only allowed to pay him a certain percentage more, which is like $6.5 million total.
Absolutely, I understand. They don't have the cap with KD's money leaving is what I'm saying.
Right,
so
right.
That doesn't count. But if you trade Draymond, if you do, at the end of the season, and you get some cheaper parts that, let's say, make sense, then you might potentially, I think, have money to sign Boogie, plus what you get for the parts for Draymond. So my question to you is, a hypothetical, if you had to trade Draymond, whether he demanded it or whether you thought that was the right way for you to go at the end of the season, who's out there that you think you would target? Thanks for taking my call.
If you traded Draymond, who would you target? That's a fascinating question. And I think I would need a lot more time to figure that out, because I'd have to look at contracts. He would be heading into the final year of his contract, so you'd have to trade him to a team. To get good value, you'd have to trade him to a team that thought they'd be able to re-sign him. I don't know. 925. The beef is between Dre and KD. It should have stayed that way. What do you think happens here? If you don't want to hear conversation about sports issues, hang up, folks. Let's go to Ryan in Oakland. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, good morning, Matt. I love your show. I listen to it every morning on the way to work. First off, I wanted to say, you know, if this continues to go on throughout the year, I think they'll keep it behind closed doors. But my opinion is that this was significant enough of an event that when all is said and done after the season, one of the two between KD and Draymond will be gone. And I was thinking about this, and if I'm the type of individual, I am the type of individual who, because of Draymond, Clay, and Steph starting this run, this amazing run 4 or 5 years ago, as much as I love KD and he's a great basketball player, you know, I'm true to the people who started the process. And I would love to see Draymond get a chance to stay with the core group. And KD, I truly feel he's a good guy, but I think he came in, you know, and he's getting all this off the success that we've already built. So, you know, I just would hope to see Draymond stay with the team. And if KD wants to go ahead and go, because we started this before you even got here. Thank you.
Thanks, Ryan. I feel like that's a reasonably common Warrior fan perspective. If I'm just trying to, you know, from what I see, from the calls and texts here, from the tweets I get, I do think there's always been a feeling for many Warrior fans that Dre, Clay, and Steph are your guys. But Kevin Durant is a mercenary. Kevin Durant's a guy who jumped in. 408 texter. Look, Kerr rocked MJ. Facts. Don't at me. It's true. I heard Steve Kerr say it himself. He whooped MJ's butt. And they still won titles, so no worries. This is a good 408 text, too. Trade them all for draft picks. Oh, wait. Wrong sport. Hey, hold on. Wait. Good job. That's a good joke. Another 408 says, Dubs are used to Draymond being so emotional and fiery. Won't affect their championship run to another title. I agree with that. I don't think this has a major effect on this season. I do think there's a possibility that at the end of the year, the Warriors have to make a decision. That's all I'm saying. And that may have been the case anyway. I still don't think Kevin Durant has decided what he wants to do at the end of the year. And I don't think this had a major effect either way. There's so much more road before those decisions get made. They're either going to work it out or not. And again, I don't think Monday night changed anyone's opinion of who Draymond Green is as a person. I just don't think anyone... I don't think there's anybody on the entire Warriors roster, in the whole organization, who thought Draymond would be incapable of something like this. Of course they would. Of course he could be. 415 texter makes an interesting point, though. And this is something that a couple of writers who do a great job of covering the Warriors for The Athletic, Marcus Thompson and Ethan Sherwood Strauss, have both addressed. 415 text says, listen, I don't even think the Warriors want to pay Draymond a max or super max because he'll be eligible for that if he wins Defensive Player of the Year. That would be $226 million for 5 years. Dre says he wouldn't take a discount. I think the Warriors are prepared for Draymond to leave as well, to have the cash to sign KD or another big free agent. Now, quickly, it does not make a difference to their ability to sign a major free agent. They're not really going to be able to do that if Draymond leaves. And by the way, Draymond can't just leave. They'd have to trade Draymond at the end of the season. So it's not that. But the first point is very salient. As much as I love Draymond Green, I don't know that $226 million over 5 years for Draymond Green, who will be pretty old by the end of that deal, by basketball standards, I'm not sure I'd pay that either. And that's going to be at issue. Let's go to the phones. If you want to weigh in on this, 888-957-9570 is the phone number. Text line, the Chilton Auto Body text line, 95795. And quickly, to the 510 texter who just said, if the Wizards picked up the phone right now and offered Otto Porter and two first rounders for KD, are you doing it? Is that a longer pause than you expected? Steven's giving me a funny look. Those two first rounders are intriguing. The Wizards are terrible. Would KD make them that much better? Otto Porter's well overpaid is the problem. So I probably would not do that. 925 says, keep Dre, let Durant go, use the money to sign AD. I don't think that's fiscally possible, again. But sure, if you could replace Durant with Anthony Davis, of course you would do it. Let's go to, well, sorry, Steven. I faked you out. Let's go to William in Oakland. What's up, William?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'm a first-time caller.
Welcome.
Thank you, sir. I'm a hardcore Warrior fan. And Dre, everybody knows that Draymond Green basically calls it like it is. You know, calls it how he sees it. He keeps it 100,
mm-hmm.
as we say here in the Bay. But on the other hand, he also knows that calling somebody the B word is basically fighting words. And I believe that the group, you know, thought the same thing. Even Kirk.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a line that Dre crossed. Even though he knows he was probably fired up in the moment, of course. But eventually he'll probably apologize for that. Being that the Warriors pride themselves in being professional and like to, keep it that way, you know? And secondly, Kevin Durant, his head is pumped so big, being that since he got with the Warriors, and, you know, got the, MVP,
mm-hmm.
and a few rings, and being that he's in the limelight a lot more, he just can't take it. So sometimes he acts, you know, the way he acts on the court, and being Draymond, calling it like he sees it. There you have it. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah. Thanks, William. I agree with a lot of that. My favorite text came in during that phone call, 408. And I think this is, you know, we have missed this angle. We've looked at a lot of angles. We missed this one. 408 says, listen, this was all a diversion to take the attention away from Guru versus Jordan Bell. Of course it was. Why didn't I think of that?
The media's kryptonite.
Brilliant move. By the way, did I hear Guru throw a question at Bob Myers in the press conference?
You absolutely did. He asked him about the play specifically. Excuse me. Wow.
Yeah. I'm gonna get into that play in just 1 second, but I want to take this last call from Mitch in New Jersey. You got a theory for how to shake this thing out, Mitch? What do you got, man?
Morning. Happy holiday. Yeah, I think he's been hearing so much chirping, Durant, from leaving Oklahoma. We'll go to the Clippers, not the Lakers, the Clippers, and bring them home a championship. It'd be the first in their history. And I think Green's a heck of a player, better than Larry Johnson. But I don't think a lot of teams would be giving him all that money, $200 million. I think he comes back for a paltry 170.
A paltry 170. Are you a Clippers fan there, Mitch?
Paltry.
You
yeah, I follow a few teams, and Clippers are one of them.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been sticking them for a long time.
I'll tell you what, I'm not a Clippers fan per se, but I'm into perennial losers getting on top of it, so I wouldn't mind a Clipper title one day. I don't know about KD going to the Clippers, though. That doesn't feel great for anybody. 925 says, everybody seems to be missing this, but Draymond's free agency frustration doesn't stem from whether KD's staying or leaving, but that he knows the team will choose KD over him should he choose to stay, and not knowing leaves Draymond's future in limbo. I think that is part of it. And I think that's part of Draymond's frustration certainly is just like, look, I've been ride or die. I am ride or die for this team. I live for this. And this dude's wishy-washy about whether he even wants to be here. And it seems like everybody's doing whatever they can to keep him here and not all that worried about me. And, you know, Draymond's probably thinking what a couple texters have said. We won a title before this guy got here. One last call. East Bay Paulie. What's up, Paulie?
Hey, how you doing today? Good evening. Good morning.
If it's evening, you must have had a long night, man.
Well, I was going to tell you that the thing about Kevin Durant that that bothers me is that he's the type of guy that when you're playing basketball on the blacktop and it's his basketball and everybody still wants to play, but he wants to take the ball home. And then the game has to stop. But he's so sensitive. He kind of reminds me of LeBron James. He gets these fake Twitter accounts. Sometimes, you know, he gets some friction with somebody, and he acts like a baby. I think the thing that you got to look at, too, is that when Draymond Green been on the been hurt, he's been watching Durant. But Durant, the Warriors organization is catering to KD because they want to sell him for the new building and everything. And everything's all catered to him. A lot of times where Kevin Durant will come up on the in the game, and he's calling his own play. And I think Draymond Green likes to get a little bit more passing going and stuff like that. So that's my take.
Thanks, East Bay Paulie. That brings me to the actual play that started all of this. And a couple things on that. First of all, Kevin Durant, all right, let's start with Draymond. What, about 5 seconds left when he gets that rebound? What are the Warriors, 6 seconds? What do the Warriors do when they get a rebound in a tie game with 6 seconds left? Anybody? Because it's the same thing every time. They always do the same thing. What do? The guy who gets the rebound races up floor and they try to get a quick shot against a team whose defense is not set. That's what they do. Now, to be fair, usually Steph Curry is on the floor and often the ball is in his hands. And that brings me to the biggest thing, which is if Steph was there, none of this would have happened. Because Steph would have had the ball or Steph would have been running up the floor with Draymond. Here's the other part of this, though. For one, Draymond did, is it the right thing? I don't know. But he did the thing the Warriors do, which is in late game situations, don't use a timeout, catch the other team off guard, run up the floor. If you watch the replay, KD claps for the ball. And then he lets Draymond run up the floor and stands there. So, I would dare to say, had Kevin Durant run up the floor and potentially been open, because that happens in these late game situations. That's why the Warriors do it this way, because it's easy to get lost in transition D, and guys like Steph Curry and Kevin Durant can get open. Whereas in the half court, if you do call a timeout, much harder for those guys to get open. If Kevin Durant had run up the floor with Draymond, there's a very good chance Draymond would have passed the ball to him before kicking it to the other team. So I think they both bear some responsibility for that play. It's not that I don't understand Kevin Durant calling for the ball. On that floor, in that scenario, he's the guy I would want to have the ball the most. By far, the best late game executor on that floor at that moment. But I don't think Draymond even really saw him. Draymond got the rebound and immediately started running, because that's what the Warriors do every time they do it. And if KD had run with him, maybe we're not talking about this. And that brings me to the Steph issue, because if Steph is here, this doesn't happen. And it's not because he has some magic effect.
First name Stephen, last name Curry. He came into my life, now everything is less blurry.
Okay, he does have a magic effect. He is magic. However, the reason this wouldn't have happened is because he would have made the play. And Draymond would have looked for Steph in a way he doesn't look for KD. Because, frankly, Draymond is a primary ball handler on this team more than KD. And if it's about running up the floor on a last second play, I believe Draymond thinks he's the guy who should have it, unless Steph is there. The other part of the Steph thing is it is an emotional issue as well, Steph not being out there. This team doesn't work without Steph Curry. This team never would have been able to manage the volatile emotions and sensitivities without Steph Curry in the first place. This thing never would have worked without Steph Curry. And you know, you want some proof of that? You want proof that the Warriors believe that the team, and whether he's on the floor or not, the locker room cannot function properly without Steph Curry. It's as easy as this. He's not playing for at least 10 days, and he's still traveling to Texas on this road trip. Why is he on this road trip? He's here to be Draymond Green's conscience. He is the Jiminy Cricket to Draymond Green.
Maybe you and I had better have a little heart-to-heart talk.
He's having heart-to-hearts with Draymond. That's why he's going on the trip. Because Steph cures all. And the last thing I want to say on this is what it does do. Because here's a text from a 925. It's a meaningless game in November. It wasn't a playoff game. And that's right. And that's right. That's true. However, it does make tonight awful interesting, does it? Doesn't it? Another meaningless game in November, really, because the Rockets aren't. And the Warriors are doing just fine, lost to the Clippers notwithstanding. This doesn't mean much in the standings. It doesn't mean much for playoff position. But boy, is tonight going to be interesting. The body language doctors are going to be out in force tonight. And think about the discrepancy between this matchup and the last time the Rockets and Warriors played. Game 7 of a hotly contested conference finals series between two teams playing at a powerhouse level versus now two teams in, relatively speaking, moderate disarray. I'm not saying anything is really wrong with either of them, but both teams in more disarray than I can think of in recent memory. And tonight's a great test. What do the Warriors look like? And how do the Rockets appear in the post-Melo era? I am fired up for tonight's game, right here, by the way, on the home of your Golden State Warriors. What do I really think, though? As always,
Claytheism, the movement that has taken the NBA by storm.
You want to look for the right answer? It's easy. Listen to Klay Thompson.
A win on Thursday, and a win on Saturday and Sunday, so to go on a little win streak, it will not matter, and this will be in the past like a ponytail.
In the past like a ponytail. God, remember when that guy couldn't talk and hit layups? Now he's dunking on fools and dropping quotables. I'm telling you.
Claytheism, the movement that has taken the NBA by storm.
It's a big day today on 95.7 The Game. I already mentioned the big game later, but Joe Lo and Dibs talk to JB, Jim Barnett at 7, Clyde the Glide Drexler at 8, and our own Greg Papa at 8:30. Papa and Bonte as well. Anthony Slater, 12:30. Matt Bullard, Rockets analyst at 1:30. That is the pregame show. Joe Lo, Dibs now.
KGMC-FM and HD1, KGMC San Francisco, a radio.com station, 95.7 The Game.
We're gonna play on and stand strong with Joe Lo and Dibs. Turn the game on, pump up the volume, it's time to play ball.
Good morning. Welcome to Joe Lo and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game, Thursday edition. We're stacked, as always. Jim Barnett, 1 hour from now. Clyde Drexler at 8 o'clock. Greg Papa at 8:30. Brad Evans with all your fantasy questions at 9:10. Actually, he's probably got your fantasy answers. You will supply the questions. Today, we want to talk about Fallout. We want to talk about Fallout. Not Chernobyl. Not the video game. But I think most of you know the direction I'm heading here. Fallout from yesterday's big golf match between Lowe and Dibs.
Major fallout.
What ended up happening? I didn't ask this morning specifically because I wanted to save it for the opening. Let's call it 45 seconds because we're not going to do too much on this.
Exactly. Don't even call it 45 seconds. I didn't show up. I didn't play. So it was just...
Really?
I shot like pretty like 110, 120.
Quite a bit of talk, though, yesterday morning into the match.
Dude, a lot was going on. I had a lot yesterday. It was a busy day for me. I was trying to close one of the estates and different things would happen. So head attorney, it was about, you know, $1,000 worth of phone calls on the court that was really, really on the course. So I was
doing that.
It's always fun to play with that guy.
It was the worst.
I know, but it was a bad situation. So it wasn't that, but I had to take the call. It was really, really, it was, you know.
You're low, Neil. You don't have to do anything. You choose to do those things.
Yeah. So it was a bad day, Joe.
We could talk about the real story now if you're ready. Put the excuses aside about phone calls and about not his his finest hour.
This was our finest hour. This was the finest hour in the history of the Oakland Raiders.
It was not your finest hour.